welcome to you and good morning. It's Global Time once again with Christ Jesus. We thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 plus minutes. Today it's Wednesday, September the 24th, and it's the year of our Lord, 2014. How are you feeling today? I trust that you're fine and you're feeling strong and well and healthy. And if in fact that you're not, just remember that God is faithful. Today we approach His throne of grace as we meditate upon His faithfulness. In other words, how great is His faithfulness. And we want to take a quick look at what that means for us in terms of our language and trying to capture who He is as it relates to faithfulness. But before we do that, please join me in approaching the throne of grace boldly but humbly as we enter into this new day and welcome what He has done, thanking Him for it, waking us up, keeping us, watching over us, while many things occurred during the season of our sleep or rest that we are not aware of, and probably it's best that we're not aware of it. Otherwise, we probably would not enjoy sleeping. So all of that is kept from us, since that's not our job description to keep ourselves. It's His. And so, obviously, He has done a wonderful job at it, because here we are. Father, we thank You that we can appear on this day boldly before Your throne, knowing that this is a divine appointment and that You do welcome us. You do look forward to these moments that we have where we're setting the foundation for our day today, the day that You have given to us. We are allowing You to properly align this day called Wednesday, a day that we've never seen before, Wednesday the 24th of September 2014. It's truly brand new for us. And with it comes all of Your mercies that You're known for. We thank You today. Our hearts are filled with gratitude and with joy. Thank You for waking us up in the land of the living, where we can once again enjoy the opportunity to serve You in every possible way that we can, performing Your will, making known Your greatness by our very being, like the flower that would be a flower even if its name were different, because of the essence of who You created us to be. We ask today for Your divine forgiveness, as only You can. We seek it from You because You are the one that provided, made the way, made provision completely for us. Thank You for Your forgiveness today, the cleansing that comes by the blood of Jesus Christ, and all the other benefits that come with His blood that has been shed for each of us individually and collectively for all of us. Sprinkle us today. Make us whole. Cleanse us. Because we have come up short. We are sure. not measuring up to your standards, coming short of your glory, failed at times, weak at times, but you minister to us in your promises. You say, if we confess our sin, you are faithful and you are just to forgive us and to therefore cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So today, we thank you for removing the guilt, restoring the righteousness of Christ in our lives and to cover us, so that today would truly be a day that you've made, so that we are rejoicing in it. We thank you for all our prayer partners that have joined us. Continue to sanctify us for your very own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord, God Almighty. Well, once again, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. And we are focused on entering into his faithfulness. The word faithfulness is an adjective meaning strict or thorough in performance of duty, as in a faithful worker. It also carries the meaning of steady in allegiance or affection, loyal, constant, as in a faithful friend. So it's a defining character of God, and only barely captures the essence, the fullness and range of his faithfulness. Our best understanding of his faithfulness and trying to define it is the daily actual experience of it, and even that is hard to describe. Today, once again, we are awakened because of it and are able to remember it once more. That's his faithfulness. The very fact that we are awakened today. In his will, that we would be in the land of the living, continuing to serve him from this place and position. So you want to know how great is his faithfulness? Well, experience it. Today, we are awake and we are alive in the land of the living, to once again step out and step forth in the liberty and freedom and the salvation that he has provided for you and me. Isn't that great? Praise the Lord. So today, we want to remember the greatness of his faithfulness. That's who he is. And it means that he is steady in his allegiance to us, in his affection towards us, his loyalty to us, as in a faithful friend. He's reliable, trusted, and to be believed. He has made faithful promises and commitments to us, and they're being fulfilled. Let us take a look at his word quickly. From the book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 27. I'm sorry, verse 22 and verse 24. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version, if I may. It is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness. The Lord is my portion or share, says my living being, my inner self. Therefore, will I hope in him and wait expectantly for him. That's the writer of Lamentations by the Holy Spirit expressing the benefits of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness. The fact that we are not consumed because his tender compassions fail not. We, without his mercy and his faithfulness, would be consumed because of our failures and weaknesses. Then I'd just like to leave one more passage of scripture with you. It comes from Psalm 119 and verse 89 to 91. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, stands firm as the heavens. Your faithfulness is from generation to generation. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. All the whole universe are your servants. Therefore, they continue this day according to your ordinances. How great is his faithfulness? It goes beyond the range and size of the entire universe, all of creation. It is huge. And so imagine that in the greatness and the great expanse of all that God has done in creation, his mercy, his faithfulness is still pointed at you and me. What have we done to deserve that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's what's so amazing. It comes to us without cost to us. He paid the total price. So if you're feeling down today, if you're feeling defeated, if you're feeling discouraged, if you're at the edge of hope, just know that God's faithfulness stands, and it's constant. And then as you meditate upon that, realize that hope is actually rising in your spirit. The darkness is being pushed back as a in a veil, and light is beginning to shine through. Light that you did not anticipate until you began to really focus on how faithful he is based on what his word says. His faithfulness is from generation to generation. So that's past, present, and future. There's no break in it. There's no stopping of it. So you want to know how you're going to get through all that's on your plate. And believe me, I'm speaking to myself as well as I'm speaking and sharing with you. That's true for all of us. We're a needy people. We're challenged on every hand. But we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And His shadow is huge. So it's a place of refuge. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, neighbor, welcome to you once again, and let's think of those things that God wants us to go before Him about today. If you have a praise request, a prayer request, well, let us know about it, and we can touch and agree concerning that. Just bring forward what the Lord has placed on your heart. The first thing that comes to mind in these moments are spirit-driven and inspired. So don't fail the Lord. Bring it forth, because this is the forum. We are gathered before His throne, and He wants to know that we are in touch with His heart, bringing forth and standing in the gap for those things that are important to Him. Also, we want to praise Him. If you're in a situation or circumstances or know of such, begin to think of what God would want in that situation, and let us now praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us speak it forth, even though it be not as though it were. That's who we are in terms of authority and position, being seated in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank You today for safety, for all those that are in law enforcement, that do Your bidding every single day in suppressing, in withstanding the forces of evil that lurk in our communities on a daily basis. The plots of the adversary to steal, to kill, and to destroy, we rebuke every thought and every conspiracy and strategy that the enemy has conjured up. We send it back to hell from where it comes. We command the forces of darkness to take up their weapons and flee. We thank You, Lord, for watching over every officer that is sent and given instructions on what to do. Protect them all today. Cause them to be invisible to the adversary. We bind the works of the devil today in the name of Jesus. And that Your people, the people of our community, are state or nation can only benefit from anything that the enemy attempts to conjure up. Every evil device would be changed and transformed, and at the very least revealed, so that death and destruction is kept far away from us, so that we are able to observe and to see your hand move and the reward of the wicked as we are positioned in your place of refuge on this day. So we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every and surrounding every law enforcement officer today, so that our lives can be safe and peaceful. We pray for the president, who is the chief commander. We pray his strength in the Lord, president of these United States, even as he makes decisions and commands forces against the kingdom of evil, the kingdom of darkness, that light will break through upon those that are being oppressed, being held captive. Even today, we think of the captive persons that are being held by extremists as a plot, as a kingdom of darkness, exerting influence and oppression. Today, we decree the breaking of every bondage, every imprisonment of those who are innocent, whose only objective were to minister grace and function to the rest of the world, assist people, minister to their needs. But the enemy sought to stop and to take advantage of. So today we pray strength for those that are being held captive under the threat of death, that there would be breakthrough. There is breakthrough in the name of Jesus. That their families' hope would remain and therefore be fulfilled, that their lives are spared even from the threats of the adversaries. We pray for those that are representing these United States, that are of the military forces. We pray even as they operate in harm's way, that no harm would come to them. The enemy would not see success, but the forces of light will find and continue to operate in victory, in authority, and in power. And none of the devices that the enemy is creating or has created will prosper against the free world and against the lives of innocent people. So we thank you today that you are able to enforce your ordinances and your laws against the plots of the adversary. And for this we thank you and give praise to your holy name. You are God Almighty. You are the Lord of hosts. Yes. the Lord of armies, the Lord of forces for good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's peace in the valley.
Yes.
Not just on the mountaintop. There's peace in the valley. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah. Today
Hallelujah.
I want to give praise for
Jesus.
The Lord's help in
Hallelujah.
Projects that our ministry is involved in.
Hallelujah.
We want to give God thanks. We're taking a position of praise. We've prayed and we've asked God, and now we're looking at His handiwork, and we're calling things that be not as though they were. That's what
Hallelujah.
God wants us to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank God that all our needs are met in
yes.
Him. We thank Him that He is having His way, and that the enemy whose plan is to frustrate our efforts is not able to prosper. In the name of Jesus, we command that your will
be done.
Is seen and done by us. In the name of Jesus, your will is done.
Yes, O God.
All our needs are met in you.
Yes.
All our needs.
Thank you.
There is nothing that you will not do to fulfill your will in the earth. We thank you for drafting us as individuals and as a faith community, so to speak, to do your will, to move forward boldly, to march through the land in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that you have answered.
Yes, Lord.
You're truly faithful. We're unable to define completely or put limits in description of your faithfulness.
Yes, Jesus.
You're faithful to all generations. So your faithfulness is so large. There are things of it that we have not seen. There are things that we're seeing now. And there are things of it that we're yet going to see. Our hearts are filled with joy and thankfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We choose not to go by what our natural eyes see. But we look and observe and search with the eye of faith. Faith in your word, in your promises. In what you've not only said, but recorded. So that it cannot change. The very written word is a witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is saying that His word is proof enough. It's written. Hallelujah. We should be the head, not the tail. We should be the head and not the tail.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
you, Lord.
Glory to God. That she written.
Thank you, God.
That shall not change.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is yea and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Against that powerful background of truth, that powerful framework of truth, allow the joy of the Lord to come into our hearts, into your heart as well. The joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord. Thank Him for His joy that He is imparting. Thank Him for His peace that He is imparted, even in the face of what we see with our natural eyes. Understanding that His faithfulness is so great, it cannot be contained by any of our, or restricted by any of our doubts or apprehensions or even what we see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
He knows all about it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of all the honor.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy of all the praises, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
There's none before you, and there'll be none after.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To His name. Glory to His name.
Oh, we thank you in advance. So, and so
praise so, the name of you. The Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory
being
to
Jehovah
God.
Jireh, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
For being Jehovah Nisi, we thank you. For being El Shaddai, the God of more than enough.
Yes. Praise
the name. Thank you for being Elohim.
Our great God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
For being our fortress.
Glory to God.
Thank you for being our rock.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
being our shepherd.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for all who you are in our lives, Lord.
We accept the victory that you give us, Lord. We accept it.
We thank you for the joy in serving you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We do accept the
glory
victory,
and honor be to
You've
your
given
name,
it to
Jesus.
Us. We receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you for the strength and the courage.
Yes, Lord.
To press in. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the
name. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your tender love and kindness.
Glory to God.
That you bestowed upon us each day, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory
thank you, Lord.
Name,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Praise his name. Hallelujah.
Glory, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. You're more than worthy.
Yes, Lord. You're more than worthy.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Oh, we worship.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a few more minutes and we're able to entertain any prayer requests or praise report.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Today we want to thank God for his action and movement, his salvation in the life of Tammy Khalil, who has been doing really well. And her desire and pressing to go forward in the Lord. The Lord has been strengthening her and giving her favor in her pursuits of rebuilding her life. And she's rebuilding on a firm foundation, which is none other than Christ himself. And so she's learning, and he is showing himself strong concerning her. He's teaching her by his Holy Spirit. And so she is rejoicing and thankful. Hallelujah. For what God has done. What God is doing. For those of you and those of us that are employed somewhere, I just feel prompted to pray for, and you with me joining in prayer, praying for your employer, whatever the business is, whatever the company is. Your presence there is a blessing from the Lord. Not just about you receiving a check, but about the fact that wherever you are, the kingdom of God is represented. Think of that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And when we think of it in that way, it helps us stay in perfect alignment with God's plan and purposes for that particular entity that you work for, or place, whatever, however we want to term that. But let us lift up our employers right now. Father, we stand before you knowing that your word says in Matthew 24 and verse 1 that the earth belongs to you.
Yes.
The entire fullness of it belongs to you. There is nothing in the earth that you do not own, because you own the fullness of the earth. And secondly, you own all the people in it. They're all yours. None of us made ourselves. You created us. So with that in mind, Lord, we understand at least some your greatness and how you work in every situation to do your will in the earth. We pray for those entities that are our employers, that even on this day, because of our presence among them, that they would be blessed. They would be blessed because of our presence. So we make sure, Lord, today that our hearts are attuned with your heart, so that we have the right attitude towards our employees, no matter what we see or hear. Our confidence is ultimately in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the privilege of serving even our employers. In any situation where we could serve you by serving people. Help us today to be the best servants that we can be, by your strength, by your power, by your grace, and certainly by your faithfulness. So thank you today for the blessing of being able to serve and serve you by serving people. So we thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, it looks like our time on this session is just about up. And we want to have a benediction that we can take with us. It comes from Romans chapter 15, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Imagine that. We can be like-minded according to Christ Jesus towards one another. Praise the name of the Lord. Take the joy with you. Run with faith. Fight with courage in the name of Jesus. And watch what God does on this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. Please join us tomorrow.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless everyone. God bless you, Pastor and Sister Liz.
God bless you, Sister Jenny.
Bless
you. Good to hear your voice.
Shalom, everyone. Shalom, everyone.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.